Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
It's Top Gun Day.
YouTube characters are going to Top Gun.
And World Cocktail Day.
Why didn't you just tell me it was a rum and coke?
From the producers of all the formula Tom Cruise movies of the 80s comes Top Cocktail.
What?
I feel a need.
A martini.
For speed.
Yeah!
Oh, a need for speed.
Because remakes are moneymakers. And Hollywood's out of ideas. Coming soon from No More Creativity Pictures.
Combine cocktail and Top Gun, and you have Top World Cocktail.
Talk to me, Tom.
Yeah, talk to me. Talk to me, Tom. I feel the need for martini. That's just good stuff. Today is our very first Thirsty Thursday as we draw closer. See what I did there? Draw closer to Beer Fest in Milton.
Now all these Top Gun quotes are just running through my brain. And one, I'm going to have to go watch the movie. Two, When does Top Gun 2 come out? Maverick.
They just keep pushing it back.
I know.
I think they want a packed theater. I think they do. And I get
it. You know what? I kind of want to see that movie in the theater. I don't think you go watch, like, fighter jets on a small screen.
No, because you want the full stereo surround sound Dolby.
Take me to bed, Goose, or lose me forever.
There you go. So enjoy Top Gun Day, World Cocktail Day, the first day of Thirsty Thursday, the first special Thursday.
Because, ma'am, we were inverted.
Are you going to recite this whole damn movie all morning long? Is that what you're going to do?
The fact that you told me this morning that it's Top Gun Day literally brought me so much joy. On top of the fact that it's a Thirsty Thursday.
Okay.
We'll be chatting with Rock God later, and Milton Beer Fest is right around the corner.
All right. But are you going to be using your laptop for work today, or are you going to be watching Top Gun?
Probably watching Top Gun.
At least we have that cleared up. Good.
I'm honest. I'm honest.
Yeah, there it is. A late night soundbite coming up. Jimmy Fallon talks about that pipeline hack that has gasoline prices soaring. Yeah, don't blame it on the current president. And
thanks, Obama.
He also talks about natural light is coming out with their own mixed beverages.
Natty Ice.
Yeah, so stand by. We got Jimmy Fallon with Late Night coming up.
Oh, college kids everywhere are rejoicing.
Yes.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
We're working our way toward news, sports, and AccuWeather. You're looking at my new phone. I got to tell you about a couple of things that happened to me yesterday.
Okay, go ahead. Right.
Number one, the boss walks into my office and hands me a brand new laptop.
Nice.
Because my laptop has been doing odd and crazy things.
Okay.
Including showing me personal photos of the employee that used the laptop before me.
That's weird.
That's very weird.
Super weird.
So when I boot up my computer and I see a cute little girl Irish tap dancing, I think, you know, if I get caught with these pictures on my computer, no telling what. And then, evidently, this former employee's grandpa pops up a lot on my computer.
Is it the screensaver?
Yeah. And I turn it on, and here's this kind-looking old man. And I'm like, oh, boy. You know? And it gets confused a lot. It locks up. So they gave me a new one, which is great.
Wonderful. Right? So now you need to transfer all of your stuff, though, with the exception of the photos, from one computer to the other.
And the former employee's resumes and all that. But anyway.
That's funny.
So I don't know how to do it. So boss man just hands it to me and says, here's your new laptop. Now stop your bitching. And I was like, oh, that's kind of funny.
Because I was complaining. This is for you. Stop complaining.
I was like, dude, why don't you set it up for me? You're the boss. And I'm busy. Okay, so how do I do this? Well, can I mention the brand name? They don't advertise here. I go to AT&T yesterday for a new phone.
Yes.
They basically did the same thing. They're like, if we can't get into your iCloud because your phone's broken, here's your brand new phone. Set it up yourself. I am the dumbest guy. Like I told AT&T yesterday, I could run hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of audio software, whether it's here at the radio station
equipment,
or in my own recording
studio, etc. Yes, you are very good at that stuff.
But I don't know anything about a laptop or a phone.
Okay.
So you're looking at my phone today, and you're like, whoa, that's
I know,
a, that's
I know.
Beautiful.
It's very nice. I'm a little bit jealous. Uh-huh.
But there's nothing on it. You texted me last night. I had to ask who you were.
I literally, in capital letters, did respond back. If you don't know who this is, you're forgetting your work wife.
You did say that. And I was like, okay, this is Laura. And then our promotion girl, Tay-Tay, texts me. I'm like, who's this? And she's like, it's Tay-Tay. I'm like, I'm sorry. I have no contacts in my phone. I have no.
I can help you out with the phone.
Okay.
The setting up and the downloading. See, but that's a PC and I'm a Mac girl. So I use, you know, like Macs and PCs are different.
I'm lost.
I could probably muddle my way through.
Uh-huh.
But the phone I can absolutely help with.
Oh, yes. All right. So,
but I need your lightning cable.
What the hell is a lightning cable?
It came in the box. We'll talk about it.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Oh, is it the little white thing?
Yes.
And you can pull it out of the QB thing?
You got
it.
Yes. Yes, but you don't plug it into the wall. You're going to plug it into your personal computer. We're going to figure it out. It'll be fine.
This is what I'm talking about.
It'll be fine.
So we're going to get through this.
Together. But now I'm really jealous of your new phone.
Well, see, don't be. I just plunked it. Oh, and here's another thing.
It has a good camera. Can I play with it?
Sure.
Thank you.
Another thing, when you go into the phone place, they have posters all over the place.
Sure.
They're all lies.
Yes,
I mean,
are.
It's like, you get $700 with your trade.
No, you don't.
You know what they told me yesterday?
Your phone's too old. You get $0.
No, you know what I got?
What?
$36. But the sign said $700.
Actually, I'm coming up a little short this month. Can I have that $36?
You can have the phone because it was trade-in, but then when they found my iCloud wasn't working, they let me have it.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, do I have to bring this back when I finally download pictures of my family that I want to keep?
And what did they say?
They're like, nah, you can keep it.
Oh, my goodness. Like,
oh, thank
you. Did you get the $36?
I guess, yeah. I checked my bill and...
Oh, okay. Sure, it comes
I'm
off
like,
the
what
bill.
What? I'm not that kind of guy.
Okay, take a deep breath for me because I'm going to fix your phone for you.
Oh, thank you. I can do it
during the morning show. It'll be fine.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. Already.
News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Some viral comedy for you now. A woman programmed her boss's computer to start talking to him when no one was around. I just love the idea of doing this. Now, you know your own boss, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. This is not for every boss.
Yes. Don't get yourself
fired. This is not something for every single workplace.
But go ahead and Google it. You can see it in video. But the boss gets kind of surprised when his computer starts talking to him.
Oh, boy. I don't know what you did, Christine, but I know it's you. You're freaking me out if you're listening to me.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Very afraid. I am, believe me. There's something's going to explode.
Let me out of this computer box.
Oh, boy.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Christine needs a raise.
Yeah!
Give Christine a raise.
Yeah, Christine's going to get fired.
Oh, he's up there, buddy, all of a sudden.
Careful.
Yeah, you know, did you hear how jovial he is in the beginning?
Yeah,
and then it wears off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fell off the table real quick for you there, Christine, but I hope you did get your raise. She did have that kind of Alexa-sounding voice, but she also sounded like herself.
It's true.
So he knew that it was a prank. I love it, though. Christine needs a raise.
I feel like...
Go ahead,
Tom
say,
and-
Laura. See, I have that raspy guy voice. I can't pull it off.
Hold on. I don't know if I can do it on the spot.
I know. I'm putting you on the spot.
Just say, hey, Alexa.
Hey, Alexa.
What can I do for you?
Do you think Tom and Laura should get a raise?
Tom and Laura absolutely deserve a raise.
Love it. We're working our way toward news. The real Tom and Laura.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
News is coming up next. Mark's got that. Rob, the sports center, and Steve with the AccuWeather. Mark talked about this earlier this morning, if you missed it. And we had it on social media yesterday. Ellen is finally saying goodbye.
I know.
She's great.
She really is. And I know that there was sort of a little drama during the pandemic that... she might not be the best boss, et cetera. But
all that, yeah.
But either way, you kind of have to maintain a soft spot for Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah,
you do.
Absolutely. And she's a clever comedian.
Also broke down a ton of barriers. Yeah. Seriously.
Well, she...
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
All right, the quarantoons got together last night because we can't emphasize too much that you need that second vaccine, Laura.
No, it's true.
You need the second vaccine. So you remember this ZZ Top classic, Give Me All Your Lovin'.
Heck yeah, I do.
Well, yeah, give me a little effort and get your second shot, too. Here we go. Hanging out with you. Yeah, get that second vaccine or we ain't friends.
Or you'll be a total tool.
Total tool?
Give me a little effort. Everything's laid out for you.
How about an effort, huh?
Give me a little effort. It's your shot and you'll be cool.
Get your second vaccine, says the quarantines.
Do it, do it, do it. Yes, please.
I like
that. Double vaxxed over on this side of the microphone.
Mm-hmm. And over here, too.
Yay!
Hey, Seth Meyers is on the way. A company has come up with a battery-operated glove.
Okay.
Okay. And it will prevent you from getting hand injuries at work.
Wait, what?
It'll detect danger and pull your hand away.
Okay. That could be good in manufacturing situations, actually.
Think about the bad things that could happen. Seth Meyers will talk about it coming up. Birthday buddies and more.
It's all coming up next with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
And birthday buddies on the way, as well as news, sports, and AccuWeather. Musical birthdays for today. You might not remember Buckethead. Okay, here's the deal.
Okay.
He's 52 years old. He's really not really, really famous, but he was like the temporary 2-year guitarist for Guns N' Roses. And
okay.
Stay with me, friends. He was the one that wore the Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket on his head.
Oh.
Buckethead, they called him.
I mean, I've seen pictures.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
cool,
so,
cool.
He's 52. If we could get a little bit more famous, though, the man that we knew only as Hootie. But then he became a country guy. Now he's back to being Hootie, Darius Rucker.
With a little
How old is Darius Rucker?
Darius is 55 years old today.
55 years young.
So happy birthday and welcome back to Hootie and the Blowfish. I kind of didn't like you when you were a country. Sorry,
buddy.
Oh,
no, I like him as Darius Rucker. Oh. I do.
Get out. Come on now. All right, now to the man who owns 25 Grammys, okay?
Oh.
The kid who started as Little Stevie, blowing the harmonica, and we know him and love him to this day as Stevie Wonder.
Music is a world within it. Oh my gosh, this is perfect.
We can work in a
We really box. Can. I mean.
Because even that beginning riff, birthday,
Right?
Oh,
my God.
Yeah. Sir Duke himself, Stevie Wonder, is 71 years old today, and he looks great.
It's time for buddies. I know right now that it's time for buddies.
It's time
you can feel
for
it all over.
Buddies.
You can feel it all over. It's time.
It's time
it's
for
time birthday,
birthday
buddies. Yeah,
it's
that's good
time
stuff.
For birthday buddies.
That's good stuff right
Sorry,
there.
I got
that's
really right. carried away with that.
It is time for Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Barbara Caverly. She's 52 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Brandon Fry. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly.
Yeah,
who's
so.
30 today?
Do we do the next guy or do we wait till the end?
We wait till the end.
Because he works here. All right, let's wait.
The end.
In the meantime, Corey Bigger is 35 years old today.
Don Christiana turns 50 today. Happy birthday.
Dina Sue, white hair from Bloomsburg, is 45. Hope I got that right.
Donna Cook from Sealands Grove turns 56.
Donna Hamilton from Liverpool is 56.
Jennifer Inch from Lewisburg turns 50.
Happy birthday, Jessica Sundberg from Sealands Grove. Lordy, lordy, Jesse is 40.
Leslie Gemberling from Mount Pleasant Mills turns 52.
Lori Cover, 54 today.
Maddie Lamb turns 34. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Margaret Costa from Sunbury, 46.
Melissa Allen from Lewisburg turns 55.
Happy birthday to Michael Don.
DeGannitz.
Three syllables?
DeGannitz, I think.
Okay.
Maybe.
Michael DeGannitz is 52 today.
Paul Fuller from Augustaville turned 70.
All right. Sephora Sarah is 49 today.
Teresa Bowers from Cole Township turns 54.
Happy birthday, Tiffany Hahn. She's 19. And keep in mind, our text club is still down. We should have it, hopefully, by Flashback Friday, which, by the way, is tomorrow.
Message on the 94KX Facebook page, please. Or call us up on the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX.
So we're relying heavily on Facebook Messenger on the 94KX Facebook page. Hopefully you text club people or you texters went to other social media.
All right, now we have a very special birthday right here, right?
So nobody else?
Nobody else.
Okay, so we can go back to that 49-year-old guy?
Yes! The one, the only, Chad Hershberger. We know him, we love him. He occasionally does the news here.
And he occasionally does dad jokes. Some of the best dad jokes ever come from Chad Hershberger.
But Chad had a special request. He said, and I'm sorry, Central Pennsylvania.
Oh?
I'd love to hear a birthday buddy shout-out with Laura singing.
Chad, you're ruining the show. So are you going
to... Birthday buddies on the radio. Chad, this is for you.
He's 49 today and he is old.
Chad, this birthday shout out is for you. Birthday buddies.
Everybody's got a birthday.
Happy birthday to all our buddies today. It's Tom and Laura in the Morning on 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura. Weekday mornings on 94KX.
You heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right, my Thomas. This story is for you right out of the gate.
For me? Okay.
Yes, you're such a baseball fan. When I saw the story, I had to share it.
Mm-hmm.
Minor League Baseball is back, of course.
Yeah.
And all last season, they missed it because of COVID.
Yeah, and people forget that. Major League played a shortened schedule. Minor League canceled.
But no minor league, no farm teams.
Okay.
As it turns out, the Cubs, AAA team, did something pretty amazing.
All right.
Michael Gartner is the majority owner of the Iowa Cubs. That's based out in Des Moines.
Okay.
And during the pandemic, he kept every single one of his employees on payroll.
Wow, I think I remember reading this, even though they weren't playing.
Exactly, they weren't playing. That includes, though, everyone in the stadium, too. When I say everyone, I mean everyone. They got their full pay and benefits. Mike says it cost him about $4 million, but he said, and I quote, "They needed the money more than I did."
Boy, I wish Jeff Bezos would be the same.
Right?
But anyway, for the Iowa Cubs, that's good news.
That's great news. Up next, a family in Virginia couldn't afford their puppy's $700 vet bill when it came down with a virus.
Oh.
Their 8-year-old son loves his puppy, obviously.
Yeah.
He took matters into his own hands and set up a booth selling his Pokemon cards.
He wasn't coming out of his cage and being the normal puppy that he usually is. Just not doing good.
Made me kind of sad because usually my brother and my sister play together, so I usually get one play of him.
I get a text message with a picture of him selling his Pokemon cards.
So I just decided to sell them. I made $65 the first night before anybody knew. I was so happy because I wanted to get him back.
So 60-some bucks, that'll help out, right?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. That text message that Mom received, people put that online. Someone set up a GoFundMe. He made close to $2,000.
No way.
Got his Pokemon cards back.
Uh-huh.
And the puppy recovered from the virus.
That's great news. Wow.
And last but not least, the Shikellamy High School Marching Braves. They are back. Held their first set of public performances in over a year.
Wow.
They didn't do it at the high school, though.
No?
They went into local Sunbury nursing homes. The Shikellamy Band performed for nursing home residents in Sunbury on Wednesday, one at Manor Care Skilled Nursing Facility and the other at the Mansion Rehabilitation and Nursing Center.
That's great.
Shikellamy senior Sean Culp plays the tuba.
We haven't been able to perform since March of 2020, and so it was finally something to get out, perform in front of people, and like the residents here haven't been able to get out, so it was just something to do, something nice to do for the community. And help out. So very nice to get back out and do it again.
The residents were so grateful. Mary said that it was something to look forward to.
I think they were beautiful.
The band performed 10 pieces.
Job. It was wonderful.
It was wonderful. And they say that's good news.
Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
News is coming up next, sports and AccuWeather. You're driving to work today and a car goes by you with nobody behind the wheel. It kind of makes you nervous, doesn't it?
Is it a Tesla is my first question.
Exactly. So Tesla seems to think that there's no problem with this. But there is, because a car with no driver could be dangerous, unless the driver is sitting in the back seat.
It's just so dangerous. Cars are dangerous when they're being driven by humans. They're dangerous when they're being driven by robots that haven't been certified.
I've been brake checked before really hard, and the car stopped. It came to a complete stop. Like, Elon Musk really knows what he's doing, and I think people are just tripping and they're scared.
Okay, the California man that just spoke was sitting in the back seat while his car drove down the freeway.
Except. my cousin has a Tesla.
Okay, does it drive itself?
It does, but he explained that you have to touch the steering wheel every so many minutes.
So like, what does this guy do in the back seat?
He reaches up and touches the steering wheel? Maybe. Honestly, I'm not sure.
This is weird.
Justin told me, my cousin told me that basically it does drive itself, but there is a level of engagement that you have to maintain. Like, they are not fully driven by themselves yet.
So he says he was brake checked when somebody looked in the rearview mirror and saw
my gosh.
But the car responded to the brake check.
Oh, I don't know.
Still,
It freaks me out. I want to get behind this concept. I do. Because wouldn't it be amazing to wake up in the morning? Seriously.
Yeah.
And you and I get up very early. Yeah. And then the car would drive us here so you could take like a little snooze. Wouldn't that be amazing? Or on the way home, like after the fact, or maybe you have a client to visit or another meeting, you could be like, I just need like a 20-minute power nap. Just sleep on your way.
I see what you're saying. It's not so much being like the Jetsons or whatever. It's just a car that drives itself. I can see that. See, I'm lucky now because I live in Point Township and they're getting ready for the bypass. So you're so backed up in traffic, I have taken naps before. I'll be honest with you. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Hey, we are your home for Beer Fest. And it is a go this year.
Saturday, June 12th. Mark your calendars, kids. And a little birdie, a.k.a. Vanessa, told me that tickets are half sold out.
Wow, already?
Already.
You better get online and order yours.
Right.
First Thirsty Thursday is going on now. What we do is we talk to our brewer and then head out under the SBC media tent, and we sample some of the brewer's brews. But today, we have Ben Yeagle from Rock God, and he's actually busy brewing. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How are we doing?
I'm doing all right. So you're not going to join us under the tent, but you're with us now. What are you brewing?
Right now I'm brewing our What I Got IPA. It's named after the Sublime song.
Yeah,
it's our West Coast IPA.
Oh, okay. We should mention that all the Rock God brews are named after rock songs.
Which is so cool. It really is awesome. And how many beers do you guys have on tap right now, Ben?
We usually have 11 beers and then one cider usually.
Oh, okay. All right.
12 total. Very nice.
Waiting for you at Rock God on Route 54 in Danville. If you go through the tunnel, you missed it, turn around and come back. So,
yep.
Ben, you and Gary and the crew, going to Beer Fest again. This has been a few years for you guys. It's a great time, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, it's always a good time, Beer Fest.
Can I ask this? I want to know what you're pouring at Beer Fest.
Well, I usually don't know that until the week before.
Oh, okay.
I'm hoping the What I Got is ready by then. So,
okay.
Definitely. And we'll probably even have our Everlong.
That's a good one. The husband likes the Everlong. He really does.
Yeah.
So
that's a staple here.
Yeah, I think it's cool that there's an element of surprise when brewers like you show up at Beer Fest and they don't know what to expect. They don't know what you're bringing.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's tough enough juggling everything as it is. Plan that far ahead. We're not very good planners, so.
How you guys doing coming back and being open again? Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's picking up. We've been quite busy, actually.
And I understand you're canning now.
Yep. We're canning every week. We have if we have a new beer, it's in the can here waiting for you.
Yeah, and there's a cooler right inside the front door for takeout.
Cooler right inside. You can get their beer in growlers. They have them available.
Yep.
You guys are also part of the River Rat Brew Trail, which, of course, most, if not all, of the River Rat Brew Trail breweries are participating in Milton Beer Fest, and we are super excited to say that you're also a passport stop.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. You can buy your passports here, and that's always a lot of fun. A lot of people enjoy that, and we love having people come in, say they're part of the, you know, doing the trail. So it's always a good time.
Well, we better let you get back to the vat full of What I Got Sublime IPA. And tell us what you left us out in the tent, since you won't be joining us Facebook Live.
So, I left you a whole growler of our Little Less Conversation. It's our Elvis-inspired beer.
What? No, wait a second.
Yep, so it's peanut butter and banana.
Wait, Elvis! A peanut butter beer, then?
A peanut butter banana strong ale, American strong ale. So
American strong ale.
Yep, right, so it's 10%.
10%? Right.
So hello, breakfast beer.
It'll put gas in your tank. You'll be ready to go. So.
You know what, though? That sounds like a very healthy breakfast. Bear with me when I work through this. You've got some wheat in there because you have to brew the grain, right? And then you have peanut butter. There's protein. And then you have banana. That's a fruit with some potassium. That's the breakfast beer of champions right there.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah, you've started a new breakfast trend here, Ben. You and Elvis, how's that?
Awesome.
All right, a little less conversation, a little more action. Away we go out to the tent for Facebook Live.
That's right. Join us Facebook Live on the 94KX Facebook page. Make sure that you like and follow Rock God Beer on Facebook. Those guys are super cool. Food trucks and everything. Oh, my goodness. We can't wait to see you at Beer Fest. And get those tickets, friends. MiltonPABeerFest.com.
Thanks for checking in with us, Ben.
Hey, no problem.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura's list of the day is nothing to be proud of.
No, it's not.
Especially if you live in Pennsylvania. A study ranked the grossest states in America.
I don't want to be on this list.
No, me either. And for some reason, you know, it's linked to how many people wear Crocs. So,
wait, what?
We're not even going to talk about that. But according to the results, the grossest states in the country are Virginia.
Oh, man.
South Carolina. North Carolina.
Oh, both Carolinas?
Pennsylvania and Texas. There's your top six. Anyway, the least grossest.
Three, four, five. Five.
But they have, I went to the map. Okay, there we are. We're coming up at number five. I thought it was a three. Okay. The least grossest, just in case you want to move there, Central PA, Alaska, Montana, Nebraska, Idaho, and Maine. I love me some Maine. So.
Wait for it.
We love our maps.
Wait for it.
Yeah.
I clicked on the map.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania is actually the number three grossest.
That's what I
state.
Thought I saw. But then the article says number five. Do what? Do we move up to number three in 24 hours?
Why is number one Virginia? Virginia is beautiful. Dare I say it, Virginia is for lovers.
There it is. There's their slogan forever. I mean, Pennsylvania changes their slogan every year. Every governor comes up with a new slogan.
Alaska is the least grossest?
Yeah, one of the least. Yep.
How is Hawaii 28?
Wow.
Hawaii is not gross. I've never been there, but it's not gross.
But then on the map, it says number 50. No, that's Alaska.
Yeah.
Where's Hawaii? 28. You're
down
right.
Down below, I mean, 28, yeah.
What? Why do they always put Alaska and Hawaii right next to each other, right next to Texas? Why do we do that with maps?
But anyway, drawn to scale.
thank you. Thank you very much. Pennsylvania. We're number three for the grossest in the country.
No, we're not gross. We're awesome.
It's beautiful here in Central PA. What's making us gross?
We were just Facebook Live for a Thirsty Thursday. Outside, the weather is gorgeous. It's a little chilly.
It's fine.
But dare I say it, it's beautiful.
We're up to 51 already. It'll be in the 60s today. What makes us gross? It can't be Pittsburgh. They're doing a great revitalization out there. Philadelphia? Scranton? Okay, Scranton. Yeah, that's pretty gross. I don't know. What made us so gross?
Me neither.
We need to get better.
You know what else is gross?
What? Okay, thank you, Stewie.
Stop it, Stewie.
News is next, sports and AccuWeather.
Excuse yourself. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Sunny, beautiful day. The weather is getting nicer. Crystal Pool at Knoebels is opening. And there's only one way to dive in that pool for prizes, and that's right here with 94KX.
Tis true, tis true. We are qualifying kiddos between the ages of 5 and 12 to dive in on opening day, which is Saturday, May 29th, at Kid Noble's Crystal Pool. Cosmo lost all his coins.
He seems to conveniently lose them every year around Memorial Day when the pool's opening.
It's really interesting. He's just so forgetful, that Cosmo, and he needs your kiddos' help.
Yeah, so get in on the coin dive for prizes and, of course, a lot of fun, but only here. You got to listen to win all day long. We didn't do it this morning.
No, we did not. So that means that it's coming up sometime later on today, so you better not touch that dial.
Or listen to you, or hit scan, or push any buttons.
Or swipe, or change the app, or tell Alexa to... skip to another station.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do any of that. And for you old schoolers, tune it in and rip off the knob. It's Cosmo's Coin Dive.
And it's only right here on 94KX.
Hey, that's my man. I'm begging for you to take my hand. That's my
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. Sam Tyler, our girl, tonight. It kind of looks like the way talk shows used to be, like Johnny Carson and back in the day, Now Fallon. Look, we have
guests on the couch. Guests on the couch.
Taylor Schultz is there. She's our promotion coordinator. And Chad appears to be asleep, so we'll wake him up in a few minutes.
You know what? All I have to say is breakfast beer, and Chad's going to perk right on up.
Okay, that's good. Our first Thirsty Thursday was a success. Check out the video, like it, share it, and you could win later on today.
That is correct. Make sure that you like and follow both the 94KX Facebook page, check us out on Instagram, and then Rock God, of course. Thank you so much to Ben and Gary for providing our breakfast beers today on this Thirsty Thursday.
Our Elvis peanut butter and banana beer. Excellent. You got a thought for the day after such a big morning?
Of course I do.
Okay, what do you got?
Less is always more, right?
Yeah.
Unless it's kindness.
Okay.
Sleep.
All right.
Or local craft beer.
Amen. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, guys.